Hare Krishna, we are going to celebrate Srimati Radharani's birthday after a few days, the Radhashtami festival. And Srila Prabhupada has mentioned the subject matter of Radha and Krishna is very puzzling subject matter. And this is a fact also, because Radharani is very special. That's why the subject matter of Radharani is known as Veda Gopya. Veda cannot describe the greatness of Srimati Radharani. That is the reason why Sri Krishna personally came in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to spread the glories of Srimati Radharani. Our Acharya saying, Jadi Gaura na haita tabeki haita kemane dharitam de. Radhara Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagate Janatoke. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu would not come, how do I survive? Who would let people to know about the greatness of love of Srimati Radharani? Actually, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani was not known so much to people in general. So much so, even Vrindavan Goswami, they found the deities, they found only Krishna deities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this most secret subject matter about Radharani, because Srimati Radharani is embodiment of love for Krishna. So that's why it is very, very important for us, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to understand about Srimati Radharani. And to understand about Srimati Radharani, we may hear so many things from here and there, but just by hearing something general, we can't understand Radharani. There is two kinds of consideration, one apata vichar, one tattva vichar. So just like Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, jomang beti tattvataha, the subject matter about Krishna and Radharani, we have to understand in tattva, on the basis of the truth. So those things have been revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita and different literatures, which we should take advantage. Though we are prohibited to talk so much about Radharani, but we take advantage in ISKCON, at least during the appearance period of Srimati Radharani, to chant her name, or to discuss about her. So if people in general, they don't understand about Radharani, and they just listen to the superficial pastimes of Radharani with Krishna, so there will be many, many misunderstanding. So that is the reason why our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they have put so much energy, effort, to elaborately explain the truths behind Radharani, what she is, how she is energy of Krishna, almost non-different from Krishna, how their ek atma, one soul, only two body, and how she appeared in spiritual world, and what is the transcendental nature of her loving affairs with Krishna, and what is the chemistry, what is the truth behind all these things, so one should understand. So that is what inspired me to publish book. So very reluctantly I published this book on sweet pastimes of Srimati Radharani. We are prohibited to read or discuss about Radharani by Srila Prabhupada or Acharyas, but that should refer, that we should refrain hearing too much intimate pastimes between Radharani and Krishna. But there are many, many suitable pastimes which devotees will enjoy and which will purify our consciousness. There are many, many very important philosophical background that we have to know and we have to make people to understand. Otherwise, everybody will just remain in ignorance, and outside people, though they accept Radha and Krishna, but within the core of their heart, they will have so many doubts, and even in the devotees also. So that's why it is very, very important we should clarify ourselves in every respects about this Radharani and her transcendental loving relationship with Krishna. Thank you so much.